Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good. And international
call. Interface complete.
G-Money Green, people. It's G-Money Green representing Polk County right there. You already know what time it is. I got some new shit that is popping off, y'all. We are super duper live. Yeah, I mean, we recording live right now. We on livestream.com/WDGE Radio. You know what I'm saying? You can see your boy live, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing live from the jungle, goddammit. Yeah, we doing this shit real big. Check out the re-airing of this episode, man. www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr if you want to hear the audio. Or you can go to www.livestream.com. We are live now, you know what I'm saying? Your boy's holding down in the booth, giving y'all a little exclusive how I do, you know what I'm saying, right here live. This is the unofficial, you know what I'm saying? You don't know where I'm at. I'm just remote right now, you know what I'm saying? I can be some or anywhere, and I be everywhere. So today, we got a special show, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go to www.livestream.com/WDGE Radio. See the video. But today, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about Life Without You Friday. And this show, you know what I'm saying, normally on Fridays I do Featured in the Art of Friday. But, you know what I'm saying, I had to do this very special show. Let me get my little Shelly K going in the background. All right, my bunny Valentine. Shouts out to Shelly K, y'all. Y'all need to make sure y'all check out. We're going to have her on the show pretty soon. Thanks to Miss Computer Lady, a.k.a. Miss PC Bow. And basically the description of the show today goes, have you ever wondered what it would be like if a person was suddenly taken out of your life? I mean, we all are destined to die, and, you know, and no one has a due date imprinted on them, you know. And that lets you know, let me see what the hell I wrote. We all are destined to die, and no one has a due date imprinted on them that lets you know when you're due to expire. But what if someone just came up missing? You know, and it's 2010, man. In 2009, a lot of people, kids and shit like that, ended up missing, adults and everything. So what if someone never came home? You know, I mean, these serious questions that you just got to sometimes sit back and really ask yourself. Sometimes you don't want to, but... you know, these are their very important questions, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically, have you ever had to file a missing persons report? You know, and I say all of this to tell you my story, you know what I'm saying? Basically, what I'm kind of going through right now, you know, love hurts, you know what I'm saying? Love hurts, especially when it's far apart and it's not tangible, you know what I'm saying? When they say love makes the heart grow fonder, but it can also break your heart. You know what I'm saying? Because certain things that you can't do, especially when, you know what I'm saying, you got soldiers in the military all overseas, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and nowadays we got every goddamn kind of communication device that's available to let you know what's going on over there. And it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not tangible, though. It's not close enough. You know what I'm saying? So, keep on reading this. Let's see. You know, you can't really do anything at the moment to make an impact. At least you personally don't feel it's everything that you can do. The emotion is building up on the situation. Get down to the bottom. So I look to the world for love and guidance. You know what I'm saying? And do you have what I'm looking for? Basically, not the physical person, but the mental means to handle the facts, you know what I'm saying, of a person close to you suddenly gone out of your life and dreams. You know what I'm saying? What do you do? You know what I'm saying? Basically, what do you do? And that is the whole topic and basically gist of my show today. You know what I'm saying? A little serious note. You know what I'm saying? But you know your boy. You know your boy. DJ Smell So Good, man. Tampa Bay's most unbiased international DJ. I do it all. You feel me? It's nothing I won't cover. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, holla at your boy, man. No, we got to get this thing exposed to the world. But... get you, you know, a little bit about what happened to me. You know, we're going to get into right after this song. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all already know how I do. I start my thing off, you know what I'm saying? And since I got old Miss Shelly K off in the background, everybody like, man, I like her music. I'm going to go ahead and pump up a little bit more. Miss Shelly K right here live. I'm going to start you to smell it, pride. Life without you, Friday.
While you're grooving too.
Shelly K, y'all. That is Shelly K. Wow. Man, look at here. I got so much great music coming, man. I got another lady named Rose Bilal, and I'm going to have her on soon. And I'm telling you, she is the truth. She is what it do. Yeah. And she's definitely hot, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to her, you know what I'm saying? Rose Bilal, I'm reading her book. It's called Don't Blame the Road. Pretty hot, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty hot. It's pretty cool. I like the book, you know what I'm saying? It's very informative. You know, so I'm feeling it, you know what I'm saying? I'm digging it. It's what it do to me, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, big ups to you, Miss Shelly K out there, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big. And I am holding it down, man, live on livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Learn how to do some new shit, man. So I'm going to be bringing some new shit to you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to, you know, just stick with your boy, man. If y'all want to be into some new stuff for the 2010, I mean, I'm taking you straight into the future. And let me go ahead and get a little background music started so I can tell y'all my little story real quick. Get it on up out the way. If you want to call in and discuss your story, you know what I'm saying, hit me up, 347-237-5125. And we can talk about it live right on air, man. You know what I'm saying? I talk about anything and everything that's related to the world, independent, entertainment. Well, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? I'll let your boy and I get into it. So, and I'm hooking up some pads, too. I know y'all like, why the other thing got his shirt off? You know what I mean? I ain't trying to flex or nothing. But I got hit by a damn drunk driving shit, drunk ass old lady on Sunday on my bicycle. Kind of re-injured the old army injuries and shit. So I got to shock my damn self with pads. And use my little TENS machine right here and shock myself to, you know, promote, I guess, muscle spasms and shit like that to get grown. I don't know what the hell. I know I got to use it and feel good when I use it, after I use it. So got to plug in and shock myself. Yeah. But what ended up happening to me, you know, is my old lady, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to his Miss Thing, you know what I'm saying, Miss Tyler Spencer. Up there in Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? We've been together over, shit, marriage years, put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Without a wedding ring. Because I just personally don't believe in wedding rings. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in if you have to, you know, put your thought into a material to say that, you know what I'm saying, you love that person, then, you know, y'all whole basis of being together is material. You know what I'm saying? So, no. You know, we never had a relationship, a materialistic relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's always been about love, you know. And that's why you know, her two daughters are my daughters. You know what I'm saying? Not biologically, but shit me. If I had the chance to put my name on the birth certificate, you know what I'm saying? I put my motherfucking name right there, and they'd be my kids. You know what I'm saying? So to Connie and Cindy, you know what I'm saying? I love you both. You know, and so what ended up happening was just over the weekend, this just showed you how love makes you panic, you know what I'm saying? And how you just used to talking to a certain person every day, you know what I'm saying? Or once a week, you know what I'm saying? Then once that's taken out of your life, it's a void, you know what I'm saying? And then it really affects you mentally, shuts you down physically, you know what I'm saying? And wrecks you emotionally. You know, and what ended up happening to me was, hell, I done found myself, you know what I'm saying, ready to catch a goddamn train to fucking Hawaii, you know what I'm saying, just go look, you know what I'm saying, for my old lady, because she done goddamn got missing. So I'm like, what the hell is going on, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm really, you know what I'm saying, now I know what to do now. Don't have me to do no America's Most Wanted type shit out there. You know, I put the APB out. Put your ass on milk cartons and juice cartons in elementary schools, you know what I'm saying? But see, that's that emotional wreck that you take yourself through. You know what I'm saying? That's an emotional wreck off top that you're taking yourself through. You're thinking the worst. You feel me? But it might not even be anything wrong, but, you know, your emotions take over so strong. You know what I'm saying? And really, you kill a person or you put a person in the hospital before, you know, anything even going wrong. You emotionally do that. You know what I'm saying? Mentally do that. And so, you know, last time I had talked to her was on a Saturday. You know what I'm saying? It was over the weekend. And, you know, my daughter talked to her Sunday. But then it's like, you know, when we called Monday, you know what I'm saying? The answer machine picked up and kept picking up all day long, called all day long. Ended up calling the job, you know what I'm saying? Job talking about something she didn't report in. Okay, so that you know, turned to, you know, to the next little strange thing that happened. And then after that, you know what I'm saying? We just, nothing else, you know what I'm saying? She called, I called. She called, I called. I sent text messages and all this other kind of modern-day technology bullshit. And then Tuesday went by, nothing. Okay, Wednesday went by, and I was like, okay, now we ain't heard from them. You know, I haven't heard from them since Saturday. You haven't heard from them since Sunday. Okay, now the job hasn't heard from them, period. Nobody's been able to go by her location because it's a secure location, and you have to have a pass and shit to get in. Okay, so that put a monkey wrench in the whole situation. Now what you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, is two people, two individuals fighting emotionally, you know what I'm saying, with each other, because I don't know what's going on, and she don't know what's going on, so now we both emotionally wrecked. Both, you know what I'm saying, going through some mental shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to just mentally prepare ourselves for the best or worst, or whatever the hell is going on. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, you haven't heard from a person, you know what I'm saying? Now, keep in mind, you know what I'm saying, I talk to her at least every weekend. So it's not like I call her during the week, you know what I'm saying, unless I'm just popping up on her and just saying, hey, baby, you know, just letting you know I'm thinking about you, you know what I'm saying, love you, boom, and I'm out, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, ain't like I ain't tangible, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I keep that communication going, though, you know what I'm saying? I keep that communication going. And, you know, that's why I'm, you know, planning to spend my birthday in Hawaii, you know what I'm saying, with her. So, you know, what ended up happening was Facebook, through the modern technology of the fucking internet, and you just have to, you know what I'm saying, send kudos to the goddamn black scientists that created this shit. Thank you, two brothers, you know what I'm saying, for creating this shit for the military, and thank you, military, for releasing this shit for commercial use. And that's how we here communicating with the world today. You know what I'm saying? Strictly by accident, people. Strictly by accident. You best believe this shit was not supposed to be happening. But they found a commercial use for it, seen they can make money off of it, and here you go. We able to talk, and you able to hear my thoughts and everything about me. So, what ended up happening, though, you know, through Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn, she done posted a message through Facebook. I lost my motherfucking cell phone. Yeah. And did the same feeling. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, goddamn. The fuck is up with the payphone? You know, that way, you know, you ain't even gonna call super long distance on your payphone. But damn, you know, it's just that feeling. And it was a feeling of relief, but then at the same time, it was a feeling of damn. You know what I'm saying? I really could have lost someone, you know what I'm saying? That. And you don't miss a good thing until it's gone. That's that bottom line. You never miss the greatest thing in your life that you feel until it's gone. You know? So, I mean, what ended up happening is, you know, daughter called, Takani called me and was like, no, you know, I talked to mom through the Facebook, and she said, you know what I'm saying, she dropped the cell phone. She lost the cell phone. And that's why she hasn't been picking up and hasn't been calling. And I was like, man, look at this. I told her, don't worry, I'll talk to her later and fuss at her, you know what I'm saying, later on. Because, I mean, tell y'all the extent that I went to. Hold on. Let me show you the extent that I went to. This right here is the telephone number to the Honolulu police in Hawaii. Yeah, right there. If you want to call the police in Hawaii, the Honolulu police, the number is 808-529-3111. Think I'm a gang. Then, yeah, because we're both ex-military, you know what I'm saying? I called the motherfucking VA, the Hawaii VA, you know what I'm saying? They gave me the number to the goddamn hospital. I called the Triple Army Hospital, Army Hospital, right here. See, I ain't bullshitting. 808-433-6648. lady checked the records, you know what I'm saying, and you know, she wasn't in the hospital. But this is to the extent that I done went. You feel me? Over a lost cell phone. You know, and that's life without you. You know what I'm saying? That's the meaning for this show. You know what I'm saying? What would you do? You know what I'm saying? Something just suddenly taking out your life. And it's 2010. A lot of people didn't make it into this new year. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, basically, you need to, every day that you know, it's just no, it's no way that you can sit up here and not, you know what I'm saying, not feel love for somebody, you know what I'm saying, whether it's you know what I'm saying, whether you can touch them or can't touch them, you know what I'm saying, and not really go through an emotional wreck when something as simple as losing a cell phone happens, you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's why everybody was like, damn, Smell, you always answer your cell phone. Man, listen, I don't never know what the fuck going on in this world. And if I can ever be there to help, you know what I'm saying, and I'm that last person that you know what I'm saying, can bring you some aid, well, I just need to, you know what I'm saying, the Lord just sent me there to be, you know what I'm saying, your guide in life. And I'm going to guide you as far as I can, you know, and that's what it's all about. But truthfully, it scared the shit out of me, you know what I'm saying? Now, I haven't, and still haven't talked to her, but through Facebook, you know what I'm saying, at least I know that, you know what I'm saying, she all right, you know what I'm saying, and she's safe. So, you know, this is Life Without You Friday, you know what I'm saying. Basically, call in 347-237-5125, share a story, you know what I'm saying. You ever lost someone, you know what I'm saying, I don't give a damn if it was a motherfucking dog. I lost dogs too, you know what I'm saying, dumbass little fuckers. You know, running out in the goddamn street trying to follow the best thing that's going for them and shit. And then I lose the best thing that's going for me, because your ass sliding down the goddamn road because motherfuckers want to be speeding through the fucking hood, you know what I'm saying, irresponsibly and shit. Three different times. So that's why motherfuckers like, damn, Smell, you can hell, fuck, nah, I don't want a hamster. I don't know motherfucking animals, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. You know, yeah, I know. You know, taking care of a pet is like taking care of a child. But motherfucker, I ain't got kids, so take that. I don't want to hear that guilt trip shit. It won't make me feel guilty, you know what I'm saying? You know, but I know how to raise kids. I raised kids since there was 1, 2, 3, 4, and 8, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? I've been there and done that. I got a legion of kids around the world that call me daddy. I ain't they daddy, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like life. The big dude on life, just stepping up to the plate. I'm the pappy. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm just a pappy around this motherfucker. But I just ain't a papa like a rolling stone like a lot of you old deadbeat motherfuckers is. You know what I'm saying? Giving up beautiful kids, man, so you can go out there and frolic and be on your same bullshit, you know? And I guess when you grow up, you know what I'm saying, you motherfuckers grow up, hopefully it ain't too late. You know what I'm saying? Because for me personally, shit, Life Without You Friday, you know, I found my dad at 16. He took care of me, I guess. I don't have no recollection of it, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't never remember this motherfucker doing nothing for me. You know? But then when I got 16, shit, and I got on my grown man, and I got, you know, my little driver's license and shit, and I got a little freedom, a little mobility, I was like, fuck it, man. Let me go find out who the fuck this nigga is and what he about. You know? And went and found my daddy, you know what I'm saying? Found my daddy out here being old motherfucking chocolate smooth Mac daddy and shit, trying to holler at all the women. And, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, got to know my daddy, you know, took pictures, whatever, I did all bonding bullshit, you know, woo woo woo. I'm 16, though, you know what I'm saying? So you bonding with a grown ass man, basically. And, you know, 2 years, you know what I'm saying? You know, we hung out, whatever, throughout them 2 years, then bam, I go off to the military in 99. I mean, in 1996, you know what I'm saying? I leave for the military, hanging out, doing the Uncle Sam woo woo bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I did three years, you know what I'm saying? My third year into that motherfucker, I'm over in Germany. I get an emergency call, you know what I'm saying? Your dad in the hospital on his deathbed, he about to die. You know what I'm saying? Now, all this motherfucking time I've been coming home, this motherfucker never told me he was sick, you know what I'm saying? He never told me nothing was wrong. You know, I'm buddy-buddy and shit. Yeah, I mean, I always, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, yeah, he used to be muscular, you know what I'm saying? I didn't notice. You know, really, every time I came home, he was slimming up and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, then 1999, you know what I'm saying? I get the goddamn call. I fly the fuck home, you know what I'm saying? Come to find out, It's a goddamn speck of a man, you know what I'm saying, laying on a goddamn hospital bed. It's my goddamn daddy. You know what I'm saying? Never let me know this motherfucker dying of AIDS. So all the time that, you know what I'm saying, yeah, he talking some hey, honey, and all this, that, and other. The whole time this motherfucker done contracted some shit, you know what I'm saying, and done fucked this whole world up. And really, you know what I'm saying, put a mini train wreck in mind, you know what I'm saying, because no, I didn't know this man personally, like, you know, growing up and you knowing your daddy, but at the same time, you know, this man popped you out, and you are the responsibility, you know, he's responsible why you here, you know what I'm saying, regardless. And that's why I tell anybody, you know what I'm saying, at least you here, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit, stop worrying about your goddamn parents and what they might have did to you in the past or you know, didn't do for you. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers complain about not getting Christmas gifts and shit when it's just a make-believe goddamn holiday anyway. Every day is fucking Christmas. You know what I'm saying? If you got it, you know what I'm saying? Shit, give it. You know? That's what Christmas is all about, the gifts of giving. So you give a gift every day and see how good you feel. Stop waiting on motherfucking Christmas to hit at the end. But anyways, get mad at my daddy. So, I get back to the hospital, you know what I'm saying, I'm standing by his bed and shit, you know, he don't even recognize me, you know what I'm saying, he fading in and out of a mental state, you know what I'm saying, he do recognize me, but then don't recognize me, you know what I'm saying, fucking me up. But then what also fucks me up, he ain't dying, I mean, well, he ain't dead, you know what I'm saying, I'm in the military, your ass ain't dead, goddamn it, hey, I got to get back to work. Subsequently, yeah, I had to go back. So I flew back, you know what I'm saying, flew back overseas, went back to Germany, and stayed a couple more weeks. Boom. Guess what I get in the motherfucking, guess what I get? I get another goddamn call. You know what I'm saying? And it's the call. It's that call again, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, here we go. It's that time, you know what I'm saying? Now it's really that time. Now I'm headed, I got my shit packed, you know what I'm saying? Boom, I done jumped on the plane, flew 11 hours back to this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Standing by his bedside, like throwing a crap game. This motherfucker ain't dead yet. Now I ain't waiting on my daddy to die, you feel me? Don't ever think I'm waiting on my daddy to die, you know. But for me, the mental state of me having to prepare twice for a dead body, and he coming and this motherfucker still here, and I ain't blaming it on him. It's my grandmother, though. It's my grandmother that's just panicking every time he cough up blood and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, being I'm the only son, she want me to be there. You know what I'm saying? She basically want me to be there when he die on the bed. I ain't trying to go through that type of emotional shit. I'm not that type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of nigga that want to be holding a motherfucker in my arms doing no goddamn dramatic movie role and shit. You feel me? I've been there, done that. But that is not the type of shit that you want to go through. You know, your last thoughts of a person don't want to be in your arms when these motherfuckers close their eyes and go to their next realm. Believe you me, that shit is only in the motherfucking movies. Reality bites, and you don't want that shit on your conscience. So, you know, the second time, so I flew back. Now, and I hear what I'm saying now. I came from Germany, 14 hours there, 11 hours back. Now I done did this twice. Third time I done went back now, okay, these motherfuckers didn't want to let me come back. These motherfuckers was like, nah, because, you know, I done got into some trouble in Germany and shit, so now, you know, I'm basically getting kicked out of the motherfucker. You know, I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm home now. I'm successful. I don't give a shit. So I motherfucking got out the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, and got back home, basically caught an attitude because they didn't want to, you know, let me home. And this was the day. This was actually the time. Dad already dead now. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't no coming home. He was dead. So now that he dead, you know what I'm saying? Now they like, well, shit, you cried wolf twice. You know what I'm saying? Basically, you know what I'm saying? You told her you was dead. I ain't tell you shit. The letters that you got through Red Cross told you, you know what I'm saying, that my presence was needed home. You feel me? They never said he was dead. You know what I'm saying? They just said that, you know, your presence is needed. So boom, that's why I flew home twice. The third time, yeah, the motherfuckers ain't want to let me home. Third time I had to pay my way home. I had to pay for a flight from motherfucking Germany. Only thing they paid, well, actually, no. Only thing they paid for was a flight from Germany to the first state that I can get to. You know what I'm saying? The first major airport. Now I was in Atlanta. Flew into Atlanta. I didn't have no way to get out of Atlanta to home. But I got family that stay in Atlanta. You know, Lord, this is just the Lord, you know what I'm saying? He always look out for his people. You know what I'm saying? Contacting my cousin called. my uncle Ted, you know what I'm saying? Much love to my Uncle Ted, who I still, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I did the show yesterday on motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, dawg, it's 2010. I don't owe you no money from 2009. Hell fuck no, bitch. If you remember, you still owe me some goddamn money. I want my change. So Uncle Ted, I know I still owe you $200 goddamn. And long as I mentally know, shit, and that shit's mentally fucking with me until I pay my debts. That's why you got to pay your goddamn debts, people. You always going to owe. It ain't no such thing as, no, the years fall the fuck no. You know what I'm saying? If you owe a bitch, if you borrow that shit, give them their shit back. You'll never know how that'll benefit another person. You know what I'm saying? Give them their shit back. Help them out. Fuck all that, oh, he got it and all that. No, fuck that. That's not your responsibility to even worry about that. Anyway. Fucking around and contacted my Uncle Ted. My Uncle Ted was like, man, I'm going to give you the money, you know what I'm saying? You know, just pay me back whenever you can, you know what I'm saying? Explain the situation to him. Boom, flew me home. I'm home, you know what I'm saying? Boom, we did the funeral and all that stuff he did, you know what I'm saying? Passed away, you know what I'm saying? Ended up burying him and all that. And now I'm home. Honestly, hell fuck no, I ain't want to come back. You know what I'm saying? I was like, bitch, I'm home now. I ain't going back, that motherfucker. That's when that goddamn, you know, just that real fuck the whole government shit really kicked in on me. You know what I'm saying? Because I really felt how disrespectful they was, you know what I'm saying? When I really needed you, you know what I'm saying? You really gave me your ass to kiss and you really just told me to go to hell. So that's how I really just felt, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck y'all. I ain't coming back. But then I thought about it from the other standpoint. Bitch, I'm paid. I went home on paid vacation. The fuck I'm talking about? I'm on paid leave. Bitch, I'm still on the payroll. Shit. Nigga, I'm on paid vacation. That's when that kicked in. So I was like, well, bitch, I'll be back when I get money for a plane ticket. You motherfuckers didn't help me, you know what I'm saying, get back anyways. I had to, you know, foot the bill for the plane ticket. Man, shit, took me about 3 motherfucking weeks to report back to goddamn duty. Not that I didn't have the money. Bitch, please. I was smoking like a motherfucker. Shouts out my cousin Cal, Pop. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there that, you know, help me condolence, you know what I'm saying, condolence me, you know what I'm saying, with some good Mary Jenkins. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, put that good motherfucking medicine in there, and, you know, daddy, I'm all at you, because memories is pretty much gone. Yeah, still love them, you know what I'm saying, but shit, y'all already know. So now I'm flying back, I went on ahead, flew back over here, I'm getting kicked the fuck out anyway. It was a couple of more weeks, I was coming right the fuck back home, you know what I'm saying. Flew back over there and, you know, did all that processing and all that shit. And the whole time, you know what I'm saying, through all of this shit, I'm forgetting my motherfucking girl, you know what I'm saying, who's 2 hours, 3 hours away in Heidelberg. You feel me? She's emotionally going through all of this shit with me, though. Because at the same time that I'm sitting here trying to get home and worry, she running around trying to find a way to get me a motherfucking plane ticket out of there. You feel me? She running around trying to, make sure that anything, everything was taken care of here, you know what I'm saying, there in Germany. You know what I'm saying? She really extending her hand. And that's why I'm saying this is Life Without You Friday, you know what I'm saying? Because you have to reflect on a lot of things that people done did for you. And what would happen if that's just suddenly taken away? Because I never thought about, you know what I'm saying, what would happen if she, I flew, you know what I'm saying, to go back and bury my daddy and then, you know what I'm saying, end up blowing up on the plane my motherfucking self. And how that would have impacted, you know what I'm saying, her and everything else. You know, you feel me? Other people's lives, you just really don't think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? We're comfortable in life. We are really just comfortable in life. We think everything, you know, we tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to have money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? We all live that same day-to-day dream. But people don't. You know what I'm saying? People don't even wake up. Period. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, that's when you get the motherfuckers that be at the funeral bawling, all falling and shit all over themselves, because them the motherfuckers that didn't do nothing for nobody when they was here. But when you're gone, they want to try to, you know what I'm saying, pour it all out then. You know what I'm saying? Hell fuck no. You know, you better do what the hell you can do now. Me, you know, that's why I don't really cry at funerals, you know what I'm saying? Because I done did so much for people close to me that I don't worry about that shit. When your ass is gone, I ain't worrying about it. I know I did what I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's it. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying, sorry when the motherfucker's gone. You know what I'm saying? You know I love you when the motherfucker's gone. You know what I'm saying? So certain instances that you'll find yourself in, you know, if you got the benefit of having to jump on it, you need to take that benefit, you know what I'm saying, and make it a good one, you know what I'm saying? Don't never take life for granted. You know, life is shorter than a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? My homeboys died. I lost a homeboy to cancer straight out of fucking high school. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of goddamn high school. Bitch, we 18 years old. Motherfucker, my bad. He was a year behind me. So when he graduated straight out of high school, I'm a year into the military. You feel me? I came back home on leave. I find out this nigga dead. Straight out of motherfucking high school, this nigga didn't even get a chance to get a goddamn entrance into nothing. College, community college, or a job. You feel me? That nigga ain't have chances to even sign up to the army. I mean, to even sign up. I mean, a week after that nigga graduated, that nigga was dead of motherfucking cancer. Shit. You don't think life is motherfucking short. Yeah. Alright, we got 18 minutes, man, till I get into some motherfucking nutty news the other day. I got a couple people on the line. And, y'all give me one quick second, man. I'm also on livestream.com, man. We actually are liver than a bitch right now. www.livestream.com/WDGE radio. You know what I'm saying? You can check your boy out live on this motherfucker, man, doing this new shit. And, yeah. Go ahead and send this out to all my motherfucking homeboys, homegirls, anybody who roll with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, man. Big I love you, you know what I'm saying, to you. And here you go. This song's for you. Special Friends, y'all. This is by Shelly K. Coming right back. Starship Smelly Pride. Support DJ Smell So Good in the building. Right now, man. See you DJ Party Time, Miss Bree. Got Florida and Texas up here, people. Right now, coming back. Life Without You Friday. Somehow it seems to brighten up my day. Shelly K, boy. Wow. All right, people. Let me get back into something real quick. Just a second, man. Play a little quick commercial. We're going to talk to Texas. We're going to see what's going on around the world. Let's see what's going on around the world. And I'm a little high right now, so y'all got to excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Big Hills, man. That's real.
It's brought to you by Wendy's. It's not fast food. It's worse.
Fuck you, Baltimore.
If you're coming up buy a new car this weekend,
you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car.
Bad deal.
Cars that break down.
See,
if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill,
you can kiss my ass.
It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker.
You'll fall for this bullshit.
Guaranteed.
If you find a better deal,
shove it up your ugly ass.
You heard us right.
Shove it up your ugly ass.
Bring your tray.
Bring your tie. Bring your wife.
We'll fuck her.
That's right. We'll fuck your wife.
Because it's Big Bill Hell.
You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday.
Take a hike
to Big Bill Hell.
Home of challenge pissing.
That's right, challenge pissing.
How does it work?
If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet,
you get no down payment.
Don't wait. Don't delay.
Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off.
Only at Big Bill Hell.
The only dealer that tells you to fuck off.
Hurry up, asshole.
This event ends the minute after you write us a check.
And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker.
Go to hell.
Big Bill Hell's car.
Baltimore's filthiest
and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 4.
All right, y'all. You at the Beam. Old Texas up in the building. Is it that good? What's happening?
Hey, what's up?
There we go. Special friend is up in the building. Hold on, y'all. Let me walk over here real quick. I walk over here and turn my porn music on. My bad, on the jukebox. You know what I'm saying? I got a jukebox on my spaceship now. What's happening, woman? How you doing today, special friend?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
trying to imagine life without you, girl, huh?
Huh?
Trying to imagine life without you.
Yeah.
I guess I have some more listeners, goddammit. Shit, that's what I'm talking about, girl. What's happening with you today? What's going down?
Not much. Just trying to stay warm.
Shit. Shouts out to Denise in Florida, who's from Pennsylvania, who tried to bring her escaping ass down here, thinking she getting away from the motherfucking cold. Yeah. We finna get some motherfucking snow down this song, bitch. Yeah. Florida is finna get some goddamn snow, people. You hearing it live right here. You thinking it's a motherfucking game. Been there, done that. It ain't gonna bother me at all. It ain't gonna be enough to make no snow angels out of, but it's gonna be enough to cause some panic in these stupid ass Floridians around this motherfucker. Guaranteed. Bitches is gonna be slipping and sliding like you got slip and slides on the ground and shit in this summertime. On some powder snow. It ain't even gonna be no real heavy snow. It's just gonna be some little powder flakes. You know what I'm saying? A couple of places now, gonna really get it. Tallahassee, Panama City, and all y'all motherfuckers up by Alabama and all that shit. Yeah, y'all gonna get it. Cause New York right now, shit. You stupid motherfuckers is flying to New York, shit. Got life fucked up. It's 55 inches worth of snow every single motherfucking day. Falling on they shit. Shit. I wouldn't give a damn who at that motherfucker. You, Halle Berry can be in New York and send me a free ticket to come and see her ass and chill with her for the damn night. Bitch, please. I'll see you in the summertime. Got me fucked up. Black people like me don't do cold. We don't do cold, people. I'm sorry. That just don't mix in our bloodstream. And definitely not in mine. So, I wouldn't even go there. But you say y'all expecting snow?
Nah, we ain't nothing I know of.
Oh. Y'all just getting, it's just cold. How cold it is right now?
Dude, I don't know. I know. It's been like 30, about 30 something.
Oh, shit. All right. Hold on, y'all. Let's give the weather report for Texas. Go ahead and give y'all weather and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Hold on a second, man. And Texas. Austin, Texas. What part you in?
Austin, Texas.
Oh, that's you? Oh, okay. Let's see what's going down. Give y'all local weather report real quick. I normally don't do this for other states, you know what I'm saying? But you my special friend, girl. So I'm gonna go ahead and do that for you. There you go. God damn!
I call it easy.
It's 27 motherfucking degrees.
24?
27. God damn, shit. I don't know. Y'all motherfuckers might be finna get some stoke. You don't think so?
Right.
Shit.
I said, we might. Yeah, we might get there.
It's supposed to get down to 20 degrees. Man, please, girl, you better, you gotta get the fuck ready for whatever.
Yeah,
there's precipitation in there.
I'm already
that way. Boy, that's your Austin, Texas weather report. It's currently 27 degrees Fahrenheit, and all y'all Celsius motherfuckers will be on Australian and all them other times, degrees. Let's see. And y'all got 11 mile an hour winds. And it's negative 3 degrees Celsius. That's for all y'all that be in Celsius and all that shit. I do the Fahrenheit myself. Shout out to my foreign people out there tuning in. You know what I'm saying? Because I know they like, well, what the hell is the Celsius? All right, the custom motherfucker. What the hell you mean? What's the difference? You know, I forgot all about the school shit. You know what I'm saying? The difference between Celsius and degrees and shit. Like, then I had to go back. And I'm like, oh, well, yeah, it is different. Time to party, and the party's on. DJ Party Time is in the building.
Yeah.
Hold on, y'all.
Right.
I gotta turn my juice up, y'all. I'm shocking myself right now. Pump my juice up real quick.
Check this out, Smelly. Yeah, I hear you with the weather reports out there in Austin, Texas. What's up, Treece?
Not much, man. Nothing much.
Yeah, but we can't complain because as of this weekend, we'll be down to about 29, 27, and we're going to have areas of Florida that may get snow according to our weather forecast.
Motherfucking Maine, goddammit. We in goddamn January. We going to get some motherfucking snow.
Well, let's put it this way. I was talking to my homegirl from New York. They already about 2.5 inches in the snow. They was out there in the snow with the wind chill about maybe about 10 degrees with probably 7-8 mile an hour wind. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know New York, they always got that. You know, they always cold up there.
Well, we ain't got no business getting they wind chill down here because it's coming off of them to hit us.
Man, we get more than a motherfucking wind chill, though. That's the whole thing. We going to get motherfucking set off with the bands that's going to hit us. I'm telling you.
I had some parts that had snow. They had a 23-car pileup on the interstate to bad road conditions and ice.
What else was that?
Said it like, and USF head coach Jim Levis just been fired today.
No.
Which one?
The head coach for USF? That's
y'all
a big part of that?
Fired,
how the hell you gonna get the news before I goddamn get the news? What kind of shit is this? Hold on to your news, man. You got 3 minutes to the damn nut of news of the day. hold on to your news. Yeah. We on weather right now. We're doing the weather report. 56
degrees. Somebody feeling mighty blue right now.
And we got a lot of fog. We got a fog advisory in effect, you know what I'm saying, for the Tampa, Florida area. Winds are northwest at 7 miles per hour. And for all y'all Celsius motherfuckers out there, it's, what the hell, 13 degrees Celsius for all you Celsius degrees motherfuckers out there. Yeah.
So we about 57 degrees right now.
Yeah, we 57 right now. This has been the warmest it's been in a week, though. Because, shit, our high has been, what, 40, 49, 48? You know what I'm saying?
within the next couple of days, we're going to drop another 5 degrees because I said we're going to have a low about 34 tonight, but by the time Monday, they're going to be around 20, 29, 27.
Check the bridge, okay. All right, well, check this out, people. We got 2 minutes to get up into this motherfucking another news. Therese, who you got in the background, girl? I hear you, unless you're talking to yourself like I do.
No, that's my mom.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, Mom, Miss Texas, how you doing, girl? Y'all got this. See, this mama's crying in the background. Matter of fact, you know what? Tell your mama I'm going to play this song for her.
Who is this?
This is DJ Smell So Good from Tampa, Florida. How you doing?
Who are you?
You was live on my radio station. How you doing today?
You don't even know me.
No, ma'am, I don't. But if you black, we some kind of kin. It don't matter. We some kind of kin. You a cousin or something to me.
I don't like
that.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, okay, here we go. Damn, mom don't like me. It's all good. Can't like everybody, but we all related. So, hey, it's all good. We all related. Mom said, you don't even know me. I said, well, I know you somehow. We cousins or something. Believe that. We all came off that same slave ship.
Know.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know your voice now. We family.
Hey, there you go. Let me go ahead and beam up, boy. You know, I'm going to play a song for Mars, though. Check this out real quick, man. Before we get into this nutty news of the day, which, you know, that's news from all the way around the world. Get into this
song. Yeah, y'all
song.
Got news around the world, yeah.
Yeah. Nutty news from around the world. This is news, you know, that, because if I gave you the news right here from Tampa Bay, Florida, y'all be like, I don't want to hear the news no more. You ain't talking about nothing but drug busting. Niggas getting their ass whooped. That's pretty much our news. So that's all you're going to get. Yeah, that's all you're going to get from here. I'm going to give you some interesting news. You know what I'm saying? Something you actually want to hear. So this is Rita Shelby, though. You know what I'm saying? This is some grown folk music right here. Rita Shelby, this is called Cherish the Moment. Because this is Life Without You Friday, man. You know what I'm saying? You need to take time to reflect, you know what I'm saying, on what would happen if somebody just suddenly got taken out your life. You know what I'm saying? It's happened to me. And I ain't the one to sit up there and be like, damn, I wish I would have. Because why? I do what I'm supposed to do now. And I don't worry about it later. Coming right back. Starship Smelly Pride, man. We flying around the world. Around the world. For all my beautiful women in Texas, man. Yeah.
Dreaming of, if I never get the hugs that I desire, if my knight in shining armor never comes along, and the only arms to hold me are my own. no hefty pot of gold beneath the colored sky. No cavalry to rush with weapons drawn to rescue me. And the only way to heaven is to die.
Right there live, man. That's Miss Rita Shelby. Cherish the moment, man. That's some beautiful music right there. You know what I mean? You got to cherish the moment. From being my homeboy up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? DJ Party Time. We up in this song, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's Reggae Game Entertainment, man. The baddest motherfucker is in the land. In the motherfucking land. Besides this little punk motherfucker here, you know what I'm saying? Get your little ass out of here, you little motherfucker, you. Yeah. All right, let me do something real quick.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Okay. Anybody know what time it is?
Nutty news of the day.
Is anybody? Yeah. It's time for the nutty news of the day, people. Let's get this motherfucker started. You know what I'm saying? Gotta let y'all motherfuckers know, too, man. Don't never put your parents on the motherfucking phone. This is Uncut, Uncensored Radio, man. And we do it real here, people. And a lot of parents can't handle the realness. But I love everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Bring gas. That's real. It's all on, people. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. Also, livestream.com/WDGE Radio. Your boy is broadcasting live right now on cam. And we're going to do this each and every day, man. You know what I'm saying? Start making this thing a part of history. You know what I'm saying? Our story. Excuse me. Not history. You feel me? Yeah. Tell me what the time of day is. When it's business time. Oh. That's like my jam and shit. You know what I'm saying? I had to get down on my fucking ringtone and shit, because, you know, when every time the bitch rang, bad, nap, it's like, damn, it must be business time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways, not goddamn, hell nah. Goddamn. All right, well, we got some fucking nutty news today. Oh, man, let me hit it off top. Man, shit, get over here and work these motherfuckers. Consoles real quick for y'all. Hold up. Oh, I'm gonna push the wrong button.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect. Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kind. Tonight.
Yeah.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That's real. You know what I mean? Big up to Wee Lit real quick, man. You know what I mean? They want to shout out real quick.
What to do? This Q Phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power hanging out, doing what to do.
We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey Four, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all.
Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTT. Come on, man, gotta get some of that fried fish, y'all.
Trip, y'all ever tired of that shit? Get some fried fish out. We ain't even got no motherfucking fish out there no more. Miss Judy and Charlie, what the fuck y'all at? I don't know what the fuck y'all at. Shit. It's all good. All right, y'all, in the background, we got Dead Dollar Records. You know what I'm saying? Tanner Man, Lurie Line. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down real big for Dead Dollar Records. You know these motherfuckers ain't doing shit right now, but it's all good. Here we go. This is Gray Fox, you know what I'm saying, singing on the, you know, Dead Dollar production, though. But we're going to start this thing off in A-Mam Jordan. Yeah, with suicide attacker's wife shocked but proud. What? Yeah, the wife of an alleged suicide bomber who killed 8 people at a U.S. base in Afghanistan last week says she is shocked by his actions, but proud of what he did. Yeah, Daphne Bayrak, some fucked up name, the Turkish wife of Humam Khalil, Abu Malal al-Balawali, what the fuck ever, or Jordanian doctor, damn, this bitch was a doctor, or Jordanian doctor identified as the attacker says she doubted accusations her husband had been an intelligence agent, but was satisfied he did not die in vain. I am proud of my husband. My husband accomplished a very big operation in such a war, she told reporters. If he is a martyr, may God accept his martyrdom. Al-Bawali, whatever the fuck, has been named as the suspected bomber behind a December 30 attack on a U.S. base in Khost in southeastern Afghanistan that killed 7 CIA officers and contractors and a Jordanian army captain. Well, bitch, you killing your own people. What kind of shit is that? Stupid. Anyway, dumbass. Let's go on to California, man. This is why I say Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com. I'm not making this shit up. If you want to go and check it out, they will lead you straight to the sources that are reporting but not reporting this type of news. Like, the penis stays in the picture. Yeah. Poor Gary Coleman. He tries to break up a locker room fight on camera. He gets his private parts captured on film for the world to see. Coleman then flies to Los Angeles to prevent the footage from airing, and he ends up in the hospital after an apparent seizure. Now comes even more headaches over the one-time different strokes. Megastar, yeah, giving different strokes now, you know what I'm saying? Less than a day after getting out of the hospital, Coleman has learned that the footage of his penis will be going public whether he likes it or not. Like that little motherfucker, give a fuck. Broke little motherfucker, please. Probably want to be a porn star and shit. What the fuck you, how in the hell was your motherfucking balls and shit swinging? And you talking about you breaking up, what the fuck, your little ass breaking up a motherfucking fight for? What the fuck ever. Alright, I'll buy that for $2. Shit. Cause after that, it ain't worth shit. Colorado people. Man, I don't know what the fuck he is. This nigga, you remember when he first went broke, he was trying to do everything, porn and everything else. Now you talking about don't show my shit. Unless they offer him some money, and then you can show what the fuck you want to show. You feel me? That's how he tried to do that. He just showing it because he wasn't making no money off of it. You feel me? Man, fuck you, Gary. Anyways, Balloon Boys' dad says there was no hoax. The hell are you talking about? A man who pleaded guilty to perpetrating a hoax by falsely reporting that his son was drifting over eastern Colorado in a balloon maintains the incident was not part of a plan for fame. Yeah, in an interview with CNN's Larry King Live. The fuck you interviewing for then? Yo, punk ass, shut the fuck up, man. Richard Heen pleaded guilty in November to a felony count of attempting to influence a public servant and was sentenced last month to 90 days in custody to begin January 11th. He also must serve 4 years on probation and complete 100 hours of community service each year. But Heen, in an interview airing Friday, told CNN's Larry King he pleaded guilty to save his wife, Mayumi, from being deported to Japan. Well, bitch, you shouldn't have had an illegal ass overhead in. Dumbass. The fuck wrong with you? Crackers do shit like that, though. Y'all, man, what the hell wrong with y'all, bro? Y'all just do shit just to be doing shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we do stupid shit now. Yeah, niggas do stupid shit now. I mean, we do shit like, why the fuck did you do that? You know what I'm saying? But that shit there is just, we don't do no play shit, though. I ain't never made no, I don't remember niggas playing with nothing. You feel me? If we gonna do something, we gonna do it.
See, brothers keep it on the hush hush. Crackers trying to get paid off.
Yeah, for real. All right, well, let's go to Paris, y'all. I told you we go all the way around the world. And I mean the world. Got my nigga Deuce playing in the background from the city. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do. France now considers a Google tax. I don't know what the fuck that is, but let's find out. France could start taxing internet advertising revenues from online giants such as Google, using the funds to support creative industries that have been built by the digital revolution, a newspaper reported on Thursday. Yeah, that sounds good to me. The proposal, put forward in a government-commissioned survey, is France's latest challenge to the virtual free-for-all for internet content, which is true. The country has previously caused controversy with some of the world's harshest laws on online piracy. The levy, which would also apply to other operators such as MSN and Yahoo, would put an end to enrichment without any limitation or compensation. Newspaper Liberation quoted Guillaume Thorit, whatever the fuck, one of the authors of the report. Huh. Hey, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all bitches keep trying to tax the goddamn little man, talking about, you know what I'm saying, don't download, don't do this. Bitch, Google is putting the shit out there, MSN. Yahoo is providing the search engines and shit for you to find the shit. So it's our fault that we, you know what I'm saying? Nah, hell no, nah, you got fucked up. Shit, free is for me. If I'm paying for it, damn it, I'm going out there and I'm a motherfucking utilize the shit. You know what I'm saying? You dumb not to download music and you're going to go and pay for it when the shit free. Bitch, I'm paying for the internet. Shit ain't free. This shit cost me $110 a month. Just a motherfucker sit up here and do some shit that when I get on this motherfucker, you still want me to pay more for. What the hell kind of shit is that, man? Please. Type in free, everybody, because free is for me. Anyways, Tila Tequila Styrade. I don't know who the fuck she is, but Tila, Casey Johnson's family, is a piece of shit. Damn. Yeah. Tila Tequila's tirade against the family of late fiance Casey Johnson is heating up. She is now calling them a piece or pieces of shit who abandoned their daughter. Some people think just because they're rich, they can just stomp all over other people. Even if that means taking away their daughter's happiness. Guess what she did? She Twittered that. Yeah. My wife hated them, she added. Just wait till I tell everyone the truth. I have proof. Johnson's family have severed ties with their daughter due to her increasingly erratic behavior, fueled by drugs and alcohol abuse. Johnson's dad, New York Jets owner Woody Johnson, reportedly lost his brother Keith to a drug overdose in 1975. Okay, I feel you on that. You're taking it kind of personal. The bitch just outrageously doing some shit that, bitch, you know, we got a family history of, you know what I'm saying? You know, my dad died of AIDS. Motherfuckers wonder why Chmel ain't out there trying to fuck everything that's moving. Yeah. I know that, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck you do, your daddy did, you likely you gonna motherfucking repeat. Unless you motherfucking take some self-responsibility, you know what I'm saying, throw a monkey wrench in that shit. So that's how that went down, you know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, it's all good, you know what I'm saying? Let me get into some Bobby Treacherous, you know what I'm saying? My background music, y'all. Bobby Treacherous, this is All Flavors, jamming for y'all for the motherfucking news. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, check this out. Let's go to Chicago, Illinois, man. We in Chicago, Illinois, where mind reading systems could change air security. The fuck is y'all talking about? A would-be terrorist tries to board a plane, bent on mass murder. As he walks through a security checkpoint, fidgeting and glancing around, a network of high-tech machines analyzes his body language and reads his mind. Screeners pull him aside, tragedy is averted. As far-fetched as that sounds, systems that aim to get inside an evildoer's head are among the proposals floated by security experts thinking beyond the x-ray machines and metal detectors used on millions of passengers and bags each year. Now, my thought on that is, you already do that shit in casinos. Only fucking thing they trying to do is take the casino technology and put it in the airport. Same fucking shit. It's nothing new, people. Don't let them be like, oh, there. No, it's nothing new. If you go to Seminole, Hard Rock, any motherfucking casino, your ass is under every kind of goddamn high-tech computer that reads your body language, your breath, your this, your that. Same fucking shit. Only thing they gonna do is get this goddamn casino material and realize it. There you go. And no mind reading systems and none of that bullshit. Same shit they use in casinos. All my gamblers out there know what the fuck I'm talking about. All my illegal gamblers definitely know what the fuck I'm talking about, because y'all got to explain very well. All right. So let's keep it moving, people. We're in New York. Why are we in New York? Because grandmother falsely arrested for prostitution. Oh, man, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Goddamn. Check this out. Talk about a case of mistaken identity. A Brooklyn grandmother was falsely arrested for prostitution by an officer with a rep for getting sued. And now the city has to pay for his error, according to a published report. Monica Gonzalez, 41, has been married for more than a decade and never been charged with a crime in her life. But one fateful evening, walking to the hospital after suffering an asthma attack in the middle of the night, she was accused of trying to solicit men in Sunset Park and was arrested. The paper reports. Police officer Sean Spencer, who has already cost the city $80,000 to settle 4 federal lawsuits against him, told the assistant district attorney that he saw Gonzalez beckon to 3 men in the park, according to court papers obtained by the news. God damn, that's fucked up. This lady having a motherfucking asthma attack. Yeah, she's probably beckoning. The bitch can't fucking breathe. She asking for help. Help. Man, y'all is crazy. This is for Miss Gonzalez, though. Because they tried you, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I kill myself sometimes. Hey, life without me, I don't know. I know what I would do. I would be without me. Yeah, man, that's for you, Miss Gonzalez. Yeah, that's for you. Let me go ahead and get into some more, man. Let's see. Who else y'all want to hear in the background? Who else y'all want to hear? Here's some kick. Nah, let's go with, she's a winner. Let's go with my dog Kidrick out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Shouts out St. Paul, Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to Kidrick. $1 million kid. Doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Holding down for the background music for you. And Let's go to Mexico City, y'all.
Damn.
Did I say we all the way around the world? Did I say we all the way around the world? Oh, I got to take a sponsor break real quick. This is sponsored by N.I. Today's sponsor is N.I. There you go. N.I. Today's sponsor is N.I. Shout out to N.I., you know what I'm saying, for providing the afternoon libations for the show, man. Ooh. Got a little kick to it because it's hot. That's how you want it. And this is not what you're thinking, people, okay? This is just not what you're thinking. It's not what you're thinking, man. Yeah. Uh-huh. Not so ugly talking, though. I don't know what the fuck you thinking, though. Mexican government. Starbucks owes us. Here y'all go trying to fuck with the black man. Y'all know Starbucks is owned by a black man. Better look it up. The Mexican government says that it has notified Starbucks Corporation that Mexico is owed intellectual property rights for a line of coffee mugs showing pre-Hispanic images. Starbucks says it's working with Mexico to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. It says the mugs have been removed from its shop shelves pending the discussion. The mugs show images of the Aztec calendar stone and the pyramid of the moon from the pre-Aztec ruins of Teotihuacan near Mexico City. All right, that's justified. That's just. Okay, well, check this out. You remember the dude that went through the motherfucking airport recently? Why about the State Department failed to confirm terror suspect's visa? Yeah, it's one of several, and I'm going to keep saying that again, because just like this fucking 9/11 bullshit that went down, it's several unconnected dots in this whole motherfucking shit. Just like the Pentagon, it's several unconnected dots in this whole motherfucking shit. All right. It was one of several unconnected dots. The State Department failed to determine that Christmas bombing suspect Umar Farouk Abdul Muttalib had a U.S. visa until after he nearly set off explosives on a U.S.-bound airplane. What the hell going on, people? State Department officials told CNN on Thursday that a series of errors caused Abdul Muttalib to avoid classification as a terrorist, which would have placed him on a no-fly list and caused his multiple entry visa to be revoked. One of those errors was the inability of the State Department which issues visas to initially determine whether Abdul Muttalib had one, period. Y'all motherfuckers are so ignorant, man. And this, all right, y'all want, man, please. All right, what the fuck, y'all? Oh, man, golly, man, this, okay. Oh, calm down, man, calm down, bro, calm down. You know already the goddamn United States.
Shit for brains.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up, man. Let me laugh at these motherfuckers. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. Y'all some stupid motherfuckers, man. Shouts out to all the ladies that give them coochie coupons out there, though. I'm going to let my dog Cream Knot out of New York. You know what I'm saying? Provide a little funk in the background for us. And he got a song called Coochie Coupons. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check that shit out. It's jamming. I be having it all over here somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Damn, where did it go? The Coochie Coupon. Because you already know the Coochie Coupon. I can't get my news started until I get the Coochie Coupons. All right. Fuck it, then. We'll play up next when I can find it. This is me. Shout out to Jet Set up in the Hollywood, California. This your boy, Mr. Smell So Good. It's called Money for Sale in the background. And, yeah, continuing on, though. We marching on. Wrap this thing on up. If I can wrap this thing up, let's go. Oh, hold on, people. Wrap this thing up. Yeah, wrap this blood up. I'm talking about. Okay, we taking this thing over to Cambridge, England. Yeah, where a math whiz, 14 years old, is on track for Cambridge. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Congratulations. A 14-year-old could become the youngest student at Cambridge University in Britain in more than 200 years. Aaron Fernandez, who has been educated at home and lives with his parents in Surrey, south of London, is used to breaking records. The Daily Mail reports, at five, he passed a math GCSE, I don't know what the fuck that is, a test most students take at 15, and at seven, he became the youngest person to get an A in the advanced math GCSE. Home school, home school, home the fuck school. Teach your motherfucking kids, man. But y'all motherfuckers can't even teach yourselves. That's why y'all only want to go back to school to teach your kids. You know what I'm saying? At home, lazy ass parents want to be at the club all the motherfucking time. You know what I'm saying? You always want to be at somebody else's house or whatever. You want to always just be involved in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit, man. I applaud them parents right there. That's why his ass, it's no wonder. You feel me? If you motherfuckers start homeschooling your kids, teaching them valuable lessons at school, I mean at home, that they ain't finna learn at school, man, please. School is to hold your kids back in education. You know what I'm saying? The world is more advanced than anything. If that's the case, put your kid online and let him take a Chinese motherfucker online course. You feel me? And see how advanced them students over there is. I guarantee you that motherfucker will be able to stay on top of his shit, though. Because kids, their mind are hungry, you know what I'm saying? And they can take it. You feel me? It's only when you get over 18 that your mind starts to, you know, slow up and put out and shit. And learning starts to phase off a little bit because you want to get into that old mental party zone. You're exhausted from sucking all that knowledge in. But what you don't know is that knowledge is what's going to help you throughout life, period. 31 years old, just figuring that out. You feel me? Homeschool, people. If you can do it, homeschool. Phoenix. We're in Phoenix, Arizona, y'all. Sheriff, Joe Sheriff, investigated by federal grand jury. Yeah, that's a weird name. Two officials said Thursday night they have been subpoenaed to answer questions next week before a federal grand jury about a high-profile Arizona sheriff who gained attention for aggressively cracking down on illegal immigration. In statements read by a county spokesman, Maricopa County Manager David Smith and Deputy County Manager Sandy Wilson said they met with a federal prosecutor to discuss the case and will testify Wednesday. Arpaio is widely known for tough jail policies and pushing the bounds on local immigration efforts. He has led a dozen crime and immigration sweeps, some in heavily Latino areas. Tell you, man, they do the same shit down here in the black neighborhood and in the skies of this weed and seed program and all these sweeps and all that shit. All that is just clearing motherfuckers who they want off the streets, whether you innocent or not. You know what I'm saying? They going to get your ass off the streets, make some money off of you. That's what that's all about. And guess where we ending this off at, y'all? Home of the scariest motherfucking place to eat out anywhere at. Goddamn Florida. You know why? So we got some fucking old folks that cannot goddamn drive. They need to stay the fuck off the road, but these stupid motherfuckers around here still keep issuing licenses to these motherfuckers instead of go ahead and putting these bitches on buses or a goddamn tram or something. Y'all need to come up with a motherfucking program for the elderly, man, to just put their ass on a tram that go all around to their damn little designated spot. And you know what I'm saying? Get their ass from behind the wheel. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. When your ass get over 75, you should have your license taken. That is it. 75, that's it. That should be the legal driving license limit. 75 years old. After that, your ass has to be driving around like a motherfucking driving Miss Daisy. And even if it's your own car, you should be obligated to pay a bitch $5 a day to drive your punk ass around. It's Makes no fucking sense. But we in motherfucking Florida, so I guess it does make sense, don't it? So let me go ahead and cue up my little motherfucking porn music again and talk about this last latest dumb shit. And believe you me, people, this is this last article here.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if he can handle motherfucking driving through a goddamn course that we don't even test his ass no more because he's so old, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what the fuck going on, man. That's some crazy shit, y'all. Hold on, I'm going to take y'all over here to, where the hell I'm going? Port, what the hell, Orange? What the hell, Port something? Hold on. Port some damn well. Hold on, people. See what the hell, what port we in. Is it Mary Jane talking? Oh, no, it ain't. Port Orange. Man rams car into restaurant, eats breakfast. Yeah, right. Port Orange, Florida. Diners at the Biscuits and Gravy in Moore restaurant in Port Orange received a surprise Wednesday when a car plowed into the side of the building. A 92-year-old man was at the wheel when his vehicle crashed into the busy restaurant on Nova Road. Huh. The driver wasn't hurt, yeah, but the cook said a customer had just left the damaged seating area. Wow. Investigators think Charles Pierce stepped on the gas instead of hitting the brake. No, the motherfucker's too old for driving. Anyway, hitting the brake while trying to park, but instead of panicking and amid all that debris, he calmly got out of the sedan and placed his order. Once Pierce was sure all was well, he dug into his breakfast. Man, please. That concludes the goddamn nutty news of the day. And that is the nuttiest fucking shit that, yeah, I have pretty much read in a couple of these articles. And I read some nutty shit. I'm kind of choked up for words on that one. I'm really choked up for words. To the point where they no police came and y'all let this motherfucker sit up here and eat his goddamn food. I mean, and actually serve this motherfucker. It's some food. I mean, y'all serve the man food, people. Is you serious? Oh, man. All right, I got to go. Yeah, I got to run, because that is past, wow. I mean, and it's not even the point of that, you know, that ain't the point. It's the point that y'all let the motherfucker sit there and eat, you stupid motherfucker,
ah,
man.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Okay. Okay. And that's all I can say about that, man. That's all the fuck I can say about that. I'm sorry, y'all. But, hey, you know, that's the world we live in. The world we live in is like John Doe. You know? Whoa. Coming back, y'all. This is Life Without You Friday on the Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah. Right now with your boy DJ Smell So Good, man.
Bye. around my waist and pull me close into his face. And he won't stop licking, say he love the way I taste. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Take a picture. One of the hottest songs is starting to hit the bay too, man. You know what I'm saying? Besides my artist, Miss John New and Buddy Rowe and Ashwood and, you know, everybody else that got these hitting the road, man. Taking off my nigga right here, Bad Guy. He represents down there. You know what I'm saying? Dade County and shit. You know what I'm saying? All them boys down there on Trick Daddy and Records and all that good shit. And met y'all here. This is how I feel sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Uh-huh. It's the Bad Guy. Trick Daddy
we'll
artist.
Come right
on
back,
Don't
y'all.
Buy the record.
Back to back jams right here.
Miami Dade County. And I'm
Record
fucking
Game
my
Radio.
Nigga DJ Smell So Good.
Uh-huh.
I ain't like everybody else. I got something that'll hit your ass. I ain't gay, but I still let it slip your ass. Wide open to the organ. How you laying in the touch by the gray organ? And I don't need a click, but they gon' have me off in a prison beat my dick. You gon' snitch. When the shit hit the fan, nigga, he gon' snitch. And I ain't playing with a bitch. I'll fuck around and kill me and every nigga on the bitch. I ain't scared to die. Not a big motherfucking nigga, I ain't scared to try. Bad guy, I don't fuck with nobody. That's why I don't fuck with nobody. I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, I ain't like everybody else. I don't need niggas, I do it myself. I cheat you, I rob you, I straighten you, I drop you. Nigga, who fire on me, better use it. Better hope I die when you do it. I come back like a villain in a movie. A lot of y'all niggas bust dick in a groove. With all them niggas round here, me don't need all them niggas round here. Shit, to make me feel safe. Bitch, my heart don't pump Kool-Aid. Just me get y'all with fun. And I ain't got one damn ride on the run. When I got the solo, I'ma get rid of my fucking like Trick Daddy Polo. Kidnapping, bitch stopping. Go home like ain't shit happening. Bad guy, really good guy. Step on my toes, yes, I'm a good guy.
Plus, she's the type, yeah, to go for it. Keep moving that way, yellow.
left on white. That's where you'll find me making that gouda with them gutter boys, homeboy. Thought you knew this. We get to it, handle that business. Catch me on the dance floor, yeah, every gigging. I'm off them blunts, about 5 G. That's a whole pack of them swish sweets. Pour a little vodka with cranberry, add a little ice, and I get that feeling. Staring up, mixing up, holding shots. I only kill beats with tremendo knots.
That's my stomping ground, man. If y'all ever come through, you know what I'm saying, you can hit me up. I'm right here in motherfucking Hillsborough County in the middle of the hood. You know what I'm saying? Chilling with my homeboy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're doing it real big, man. You know what I'm saying? Hillsborough County. 8-1 Trey, man. That's what we do. We call it Killsborough County because niggas be coming down here and getting us wrong and shit and get their ass murked and shit. But come down here and keep the peace, you know what I'm saying? Receive some Southern hospitality like we give. And goddamn, you get it in return. You know what I'm saying? Network is what we about, trying to come up. Come down here, no motherfucking foolishness, gang bang bullshit and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody down here, family. So a gang is when you motherfucking going to look to try to be, you know what I'm saying, a part of a family and fill in somewhere that's missing. You know what I'm saying? Down here? Shit, man, please. Back in the day, a nigga used to get his ass whooped. If you motherfucking came home and fucked around and got a bad grade in school or something, and that first neighbor knew about it, oh, okay, yeah. Well, you got your ass tore up at the first neighbor house. And then by that time, she done called the second, third, fourth. By the time, yeah, you done got jumped in like light gang style, though. You know what I'm saying? By the time you got your ass on to get that ultimate ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? But then kids, you know, they just, it wasn't no beating to where you leaving marks and scars and shit like these motherfucking crazy motherfuckers doing nowadays. You know, they just, you know, destroying kids. They ain't even trying to discipline kids. You know, and that's where it's just that thin line that, you know, come in now and shit. So you can't even, that's why you either got to just be for it or be against it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard because now these new age parents just don't really know how to enforce discipline properly. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing about beating a kid, you know what I'm saying? And one thing about whooping a kid, you know what I'm saying? And whooping a kid with understanding and not just beating the kid out of motherfucking anger. And that's what these parents do. They just beat the kid ass, you know, putting their hand on, punching them and all that shit. That ain't nothing manly about that. You know, and punching the shit out your motherfucking kid. Ain't nothing manly about that. You leaving internal scars and bruises and all that shit on your motherfucking kid. There's nothing parental about that. You know what I'm saying? hugging your kid and all that, taking them out, showing them attention and shit like that. So they won't take their dumb ass out there in the streets and find attention out in the streets. That's what a real parent is supposed to be doing. You feel me? Which, honestly, I thank the Lord, really, I do not have no kiddie kids, because that's a hard-ass job. And it takes a lot of responsibility and dedication. And if you putting yourself into that spot where you having these babies, then you have to understand that you need to step the fuck up. You got to step your game up. You have to live for somebody else now. It's no longer you. You've given up your life 18 years to enrich somebody else's life. And that is on both parts, the male and the female, you feel me? Deadbeat daddy, deadbeat mamas, all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It's 2010, though. I know you motherfuckers better check on in, man. The village had to come back together, you feel me? You know, it's time to get the village back right, man. Take a village to make to raise one child, and we got a million motherfucking kids running around the goddamn neighborhoods with AKs, 9mm, and all this shit that they ain't supposed to have. So, it's time to tighten up, people. I want to thank y'all. It's 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying, until we get the fuck up out of here, for riding out with Life Without You Friday, you know what I'm saying? And it's basically, if you ever wondered what it'd be like if a person was suddenly taken out of your life, you know what I'm saying? We all destined to die one day, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do for that person, you know what I'm saying, why they is, so, hey. Do what you got to do, man, to make your life feel better. If it's feeling like it's fucked up, you probably need to do something in it, you know what I'm saying, to tighten it on up. Yeah. For all my ladies out there, y'all know how I do when I come through.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
Yeah. We're going to get on out here with some Jew time, man. And, you know, because they let you know what I'm saying? You can always get at me anytime you need, you know what I'm saying? I'll let your boy DJ smell so good. I do this each and every motherfucking day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. I'm working this in with my live video show now, so, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. regardless, because now I'm live on the video. You feel me? So, y'all tune in, man. It don't matter where you want to catch me at. I'm all over the internet. I'm all over everywhere. Check us out, Sucker Proof DJs. That's the coalition I roll with, I bang with, hang with. You feel me? MotorHipHop.com. We smash records. You feel me? We don't break records. These other little motherfuckers be trying to break records. We smash records. You feel me? And I'm responsible for breaking plies down here in Tampa. You know what I'm saying? By the way, DJ Party Time and my nigga Gemini. You know what I'm saying? Polk County, you know, they had him over there. He was trying to do his thing. But, you know, when motherfuckers smell so good, Wrecking the Game Entertainment stepped in, that nigga was on the motherfucking map. So, you know, I heard it here live recorded first. Hey, don't matter. Do what we do. Keep moving on. You know what I'm saying? This is Juton. It's called Get At Me, man. This is my co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X's favorite group out of Camden, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to y'all. And these boys have won plenty of awards. You know what I'm saying? Got plenty of talent. So look at them and look out for them in the future, man. And look out for me in the future, because we is out. Peace. Send all your info to WDGE Radio TV at live.com if you want to get your videos on the livestream.com/WDGE Radio Show. Or send your shit to smellybtr at live.com, man. If you got any MP3 songs and stuff that you want to get in rotation, right here live on blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. Life Without You Friday. Hey.